Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Score!
Who we starting with? Oh, we can go. Oh, my bad. Hold up. Y'all can hear me? This on or this off? All right, bro.
Yeah, Keon Coleman's going to be fun. He's already fun all weekend, and I wanted him to, but I guess Roma Dunze will have to be fine. I guess I have to live with that. Okay. Thank yous to Dan Wiederer, Anthony Herron, to Layla Rahimi for sitting in for Lawrence today, to the producers, Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, and now on what feels like a bit of a football Monday, it's the guys who are holding it down from Detroit as our draft nerve center, Parkins and Spiegel, gentlemen.
What do you mean a bit of a football Monday?
Bears.
We should bring in chicken because that was a Bears victory.
I'm down.
Let's go get some chicken.
Passover's over tonight, so I can get back to...
It's over tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I get back to carbohydrates now.
Good for you.
I mean, like, better carbohydrates.
Yeah.
And not
yeah.
matzah, which yeah. is just so mid.
I got a lot of baseball out of my system yesterday.
Matzah?
Yeah.
Maybe it's being kind.
The gluten-free. Gluten-free is much better.
Ugh.
Tastes like a Pringle. It's true.
Matzah is ass. It's so terrible.
It is bad, yeah.
It is objectively awful.
I know.
It's all the good things about bread removed.
Without the good things about bread.
Yeah.
That's the point. That's why it's the bread of affliction.
I understand.
The poor bread. And
I've asked the questions. I've heard the story.
So I bought a bunch of kosher salami, and I cooked it up with a bunch of onions, and I let all the fat for the salami come out there. And then,
there you go.
Then you dump the egg-covered matzah, soaked matzah, and you make matzah brei with the salami
onions. You know what? That's also
delicious.
And you
put hot sauce on it.
But that's also delicious with cardboard. You know, it's like
Exactly.
At that point,
no longer matzah.
No, you've matzah-proofed your matzah.
I made matzah lasagna, and it works just fine because you don't really taste it.
That's my favorite. It's my favorite Paul McCartney solo song. Matzah lasagna, moving out your belly. Yeah, it's great. That's a great tune. That's really, really good. I got a lot of baseball out of my system yesterday. Rock'em,
good.
Sock'em, hit and run yesterday morning. And then pre and post last night for Cubs Red Sox, which was great fun. There was one point during the post game where, like, I had to do the read. It's like Parkins and Spiegel talk baseball every afternoon. And somebody texted in and said, you talk baseball.
Oh, that's not even fair.
Why? Dude, you just said good. Pick a lane. I have noticed, yes, it's been great baseball talk already this year.
We're 30 seconds into this post-draft, though.
Lean into it just because you're happy about Bears things and then be upset when I just, you know, relate in a text.
I heard you during Hit and Run yesterday. It just happened to be when I tuned in. It was around 11:35, 11:40.
It's towards the end of the show. I was almost out of stuff.
Yeah. And I heard you say.
Actually, I wasn't. I'm never out of stuff.
I got a lot of ways to further the Gwagi conversation.
I do.
And all these other things.
Still.
But I'm just saying.
It's the dawn of a new age, Bernsie.
Is this sort of your version of Southside stand up?
Gwagi! There's been a lot of haters out there.
I
thought that Gwagi should just go away.
So many haters.
Okay. So I do just really want to talk football, and anything else is fine. But, like,
let's just talk Gwagi, man.
We'll talk a ton of Gwagi. That's football. This tweet from John Schriffen. Someone tweeted him and said, that home run call on Saturday got him mad today. Keep doing it, bro. Please. He says, Don't know or care who it was this time, but good. The haters don't want us to win. I love this team and this White Sox community. Can't wait for next time we get to say Southside stand up. Who are the haters? Are they hating about the White Sox or about the call of Southside stand? So are they John Schriffen haters or are they White Sox haters? Genuinely asking, no judgment necessarily, but I'm just genuinely curious, who are the haters?
Well, when I heard the call, I thought that he was referring to the national haters. A lot of people out there have, like John Boy released a thing the other day. It said, we can declare one team dead. And I was like, oh, I know what team they're talking about. Yeah. So like, there's a lot of that. That
you know what else can? Math.
Well, right. But not yet. But so I thought maybe he was referring to that. But it certainly comes off to a lot of the fans who are angry that he's referring to the fan base that is angry at its own team. So I asked Steve Stone that directly yesterday morning on Hit and Run, and he deferred to his partner. So we've made an effort and reached out and hope to talk to his partner.
I would say, much like White Sox baseball, it's not worth our attention. It just isn't. It's a winning streak, it's all a waste of time.
Watching the games is
a waste of time.
Oh, they had a good weekend, dude. They had a good weekend, and actually...
Then you're in charge.
Well, no, I mean, Tanny watched on Saturday night and had a really good time with his baseball companion for the bulk of that game. They swept the Tampa Rays. Birmingham is doing well. Like, I mean, if you want...
And Danks pitched well.
There's stuff there if you want. And if you don't want, that's fine. But some people still do.
Okay,
there are a few people who still do.
Yes, they're allowed.
But he is clearly embracing the us against everybody thing. So to answer your question, Danny, I think it's kind of messy who the haters are.
Okay, well, I tweeted him and asked him to come on in case he just blocked Shane's number, which would be understandable.
It's just what you're supposed to do, I think. Yeah, exactly. It comes with the new iPhone instructions.
Yeah, exactly. Who was that, the musician that had the album pre-downloaded on one of the iPhones?
U2.
Yeah,
U2.
That was that musician?
Yeah, that musician. Whatever.
Who was the music people?
Those one-hit wonders? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's still ridiculous that I bought an iPhone and had an album with it. Like the new iPhone, you give Shane's number.
Did you ever pass along our music songs?
Exactly. Exactly. There was a long conversation on the way back from Detroit with Shane and Spiegs calling out songs Porth sometimes participating with, have you seen them live? I've been there live.
Yeah.
And then me sitting in the back in silence.
But, it was fine.
It was lovely.
We had a great time on our road trip.
Oh, it was lovely.
We had a lot of show bonding.
You drove?
Yeah. And we had Porth was with us.
I didn't know you drove.
We drove both ways, in fact.
Did Porth like drive the mystery machine like Scooby-Doo?
No, we may as well have flown given that it was Shane driving.
He was very aggressive.
Fast driver.
Well, it's 85 or 90.
It was great
the whole time.
It was
means you can go 100.
Here was the big shock for me.
We tested it.
Shane as a driver, very stable. Like emotionally stable, solid, dependable, relaxed. I was like, who's this guy? You know, he was terrific. He was great as a driver. And Ryan Porth sat shotgun the whole time because he says he gets car sick in the backseat.
That's an old trick.
Right?
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Well, you think he's the only one who gets car sick in
the
backseat?
Did you have that friend who anytime you had, I'm night driving. I can't. I have an issue with my retinas where I can't night drive. Okay. So you're never designated driver when we go out.
You ever see the movie 50-50 with Joseph Gordon-Levitt when he has cancer and he might die, so he's 50-50 and his best friend is Seth Rogen?
Yeah, I've seen it.
And he's going to get weed and Seth Rogen's like, you know, I should also get some weed too. I have night blindness. For some reason, I think of it all the time. That's a good movie. I like that movie.
That's a fun movie.
It isn't actually, Dan. Yeah, well, sometimes movie. It is, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, Dan, you didn't hear about the plush accommodations? We drove to Detroit and had an Airbnb with one bathroom.
For
four people.
Worked like a champ.
Yeah, no, radio, man.
It was great.
It's red hot.
We nailed it.
A sink is kind of a bathroom.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We had a sink.
Okay.
Yeah, we had.
But it was in the bathroom.
There's no kitchen sink?
Oh, there was a kitchen sink.
There was a kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Old Comiskey rules.
So, yeah, we had a good time.
We did have a good time.
Nice. Did you cook? Did Shane cook?
No.
No.
Okay.
He got us a reservation, though, with one of Flam's buddies' restaurants in Detroit, and they gave us the rosemary experience. What, Bassan. Bassan.
B-A-S-A-N.
S-A-N. Yeah.
Really good menu right there near what is the new Joe Louis Arena. What's it called? LCA? Little Caesars Arena?
Little Caesars Arena. Yeah. Yeah. We had an absolutely lovely time in Detroit. And I hope Bears fans are ready. Because you are
the Bears are ready.
I think the Bears are. I think Ryan Poles is freaking. This is his dream.
I'm not worried about Ryan Poles. I hope they're ready.
Well, but he handles the football part, and so it'll be fine, man. They're going to be on national TV a lot. You're going to be talked about a lot. You might get forced into being on Hard Knocks. This is going to be a very, very bright spotlight.
They're the it team right now.
Yeah,
they are the NFL it team,
and they deserve it. They deserve it. They upgraded at quarterback, wide receiver 2, and wide receiver 3. They are prioritizing offense, modern football, scoring more points than your opponent.
It was really fun to hear old football salts talk about how exciting it's going to be and how they're going to pass more than they run, and that is a really good thing, you know? I mean, this morning, it's like Mully.
Are those the same old football salts that also are worried about Caleb Williams' commitment to loving the game?
No, I haven't heard any of that.
Okay.
I heard a little of that. I didn't hear all of it. Whatever it was, I didn't hear much of it. I didn't know. But no, I mean, listening to Mully and Bigsy talking about, yeah, this is going to be fun. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, this is what they got. It did make me want to think a little retroactively, like, this is why people were embracing the tank, you know? This is why.
It would have been better to learn how to win.
See, someone will take that seriously.
It would have been better if they would have won 5 games instead of 3.
If Darnell Mooney could have learned how to win. So now that carries over to his Falcons.
That's why we tracked moral victories.
If Amir Smith-Marset would have not fumbled that ball 2 years ago, the Bears would be in a much better position right now.
Moral victories were more important. They were more morally important. We're done with those, though. We're done with moral victories, like, forever, hopefully. Or at least a decade, 15 years.
That's the plan.
Whatever.
That's the plan.
I mean, if they play really well in Detroit or in Green Bay and lose, that's just a loss at this point, which is good.
You only get 7 of them.
Seven losses.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. 7 losses. And
that's how many you get.
I mean, what I said on Friday's show, You said they will be a top five defense.
Yes.
If you are a top five defense and a top 10 offense,
you win the Super Bowl.
You are a legit Super Bowl contender.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I have nothing else to say.
I'm not arguing.
I like that, it.
Now,
so back to baseball.
I'm just saying. That's pretty incredible. Like, I
think to go from what their passing offense was to top 10 is a big step.
I know, but if I was going to tell you, like, that the way
what if
their
I
passing offense
you?
Last year was X. You need to get it to Y.
X is bad.
No, I know. And you need to get it to Y. And there's a Atlantic Ocean there to get from X to Y. I think what you would say is get better at quarterback, wide receiver 2, and wide receiver 3.
Yes. That's a big part of it.
It's the only part of it.
I need a center.
I mean, but they upgraded at center.
Maybe.
Theoretically. There's a theoretical upgrade with Bates.
You trust Ryan Poles?
Not a center.
Generally.
He drafted Creed Humphrey.
He's
an all-pro.
But since then, it's been absolute dog crap. I've been absolute dog crap at center here with multiple mistakes, with thinking that Cody Whitehair could do it when everybody in the NFL knew that he couldn't.
And both Sam Mustipher and Max Rustipher.
Yeah, those guys. Right. Yeah.
And now,
by the way, good in Baltimore.
Giving Luke Getsy is Lucas Patrick, who sucked. And so now he's doubled down and gone back to Ryan Bates, who he wanted in the first place. But that's still not prioritizing a center. But, I mean, whatever. We'll see if Bates can play. And there's always next year. 2 second-round picks next year. One of those could be a center if need be. That'd be a delightful spot to take one.
Not every team, no team is perfect.
Can't fix everything. Mm-hmm.
So if Caleb is as good as he is supposed to be, if he is as good as C.J. Stroud was last year, which is a very high bar to clear, but...
You're right, isn't it?
But you are... I mean, C.J. Stroud won a playoff game last year. He won a playoff game, and he lost to the one seed in a game that was, tied at halftime? In the divisional round? So that game, you are very live if he is as good as everybody says.
Yeah, it's going to be great fun, man. And every little bit of it leading up to camp and all of it.
I can't wait for training camp.
And seeing Caleb out there in the world. I do want to throw one baseball thing at you there, Bernsey.
Yes.
Anthony Rizzo gets his 300th home run. And this is for you as well, of course.
Is this trivia?
No.
Okay.
But he's the 161st player in MLB history to get to 300 homers.
Who is? I wasn't listening.
Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, Anthony Rizzo. I figured you would be. It's a Cub.
Yeah,
but the
not anymore.
Yeah, but he maybe still should be.
You guys stop.
Stop what?
Just stop.
Yeah, were you familiar with our brand?
I know, but just what's the question? Or the observation?
This sounds like your first segment, Dan.
I didn't hear. What was his first segment? Were there birds involved? Either dead ones that he bought at Mariano's or live ones that he watched?
Then, all right, continue. Continue.
Have you looked at the similar batters for Anthony Rizzo lately on Baseball Reference?
Lately, no.
Kent Herbick. It feels so perfect because look at Rizzo's career is 300 homers, a World Series champ, a four-time Gold Glove, a three-time All-Star. But just in terms of when we were kids, we thought about Kent Herbick is like, man, that guy's really good. Not great, but really, really good. And Rizzo's got that kind of a career now. Kent Herbick, David Justice, Prince Fielder, Eric Karros. Those are the top statistical comps to him as a hitter. And we're at a point now where we can look at Rizzo. He's not done and he'll keep going, but to think of him as a guy who had that kind of a career, just it makes some philosophical sense to me.
A one-time antagonist of Hawk Harrelson,
Ken
too.
Herbick?
Ken Herbick. Remember when he and Hawk were getting into it and Herbick would hit a home run and point up at the booth because he was mad at Hawk?
The way you talk about Hawk and the journey you went on is how some Sox fans are going to go with John Schriffen. It's going to be a lot of people who love them some John Schriffen.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm taking a lot of haters and turn them into urine. That's all I'm doing. I'm just sitting around. Oh, wait, that's Smirnoff.
It's confusing. Yeah. Do you like the punter pick?
I like the flex.
It's so funny. I texted my buddy right away. I was like, who is that smug?
I like the flex of it. I like the fact that it's a couple of things. First, this is the same guy who said
going to be tough to make our roster. We're going to be a tough team to make.
That, like, and that's the kind of pick you make.
You know what? We're gonna take a punter. Fourth round. We're pretty good. We still need a punter. And it also tells me it's a crappy draft.
Yeah.
You're already at the point of the draft where there's a huge drop-off. So if you want to take a – fine. But beware the lore of the magic punter. Always. This has happened before. I went back to, I looked him up 2001 when the Broncos used a fourth round pick on Nick Harris of Cal. And he was the guy. I believe he won the Ray Guy Award.
He was the guy who somehow figured out the science of making the football behave when it bounces.
Remember that? And
I'm obsessed with this because it doesn't seem plausible.
And we had a scout on the air, Terry and I did. And the scout said, this guy's foot is like a pitching wedge.
Uh-huh.
He said, this guy can put spin on the ball and stop it like a perfect wedge into the green.
Yeah.
And this guy was drafted in the fourth round by the Broncos and cut. And he did spend another 10 years bouncing around the league.
Sure.
He had a long run with Detroit. But always beware the lore of the magic punter.
I did a deep dive on the science of it this morning because I'm like, wait, how? Huh? Who? Because I literally played a game the other day with a mini football, you know, the little score mini footballs they gave out.
And you practice spinning it?
I with Ruben, I'm like, all right, let's drop this 10 times in a row and see if we can predict how it bounces.
And he agreed to do it?
Sure, yeah, we were playing along. Yeah, we just dropped it and it bounced different every single effing time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a weird shape. And I know you can hit, sometimes you can hit it with topspin.
How about in the wind outside
when while
giant men are trying to kill you?
That's why they're building a dome.
Maybe this guy's figured it out. Does it spin the opposite way because he's Australian?
Oh, like
that's what
toilet?
I want to know. Yes. Like the toilet. Like when he kicks it spins the other way.
Yes, right. Can he use either leg? Wasn't that part of it too?
I don't know.
I haven't done a deep scientific dive.
Yeah,
I
thought there was something about how he can be either
he's an ambipunter?
Something like that. I don't know.
Everybody uses, there's not a power leg. They each use both legs, huh?
Generally use both legs, wow. Mike. Dude, there can be a predominant leg. But
okay.
Yeah, no, I watched a 23-minute YouTube video breakdown from a guy named Isaac Punts, where he was like...
Wait, he's actually named? Because that's incredible coincidence.
No, like Thomas Crapper, who invented the toilet. No, not him. But Isaac Punts. No, I'm pretty sure he punts Isaac, or at least he used to. But 23 minutes of my life I spent... All right, I scrubbed. I mean, I didn't watch the whole thing, but, you know, I wanted to find out what is the magic
here. I hope
he's
good. I don't want to be Trenton Gill right now and planning where I'm going to play next. We were doing that with Weider. We're like, who's out now? I mean, obviously.
Oh, you guys are cutting guys.
Obviously, Dominique Robbins is done because you have your new
traits project. Defensive end exactly. Your project. Yeah,
and they gave him a reasonable chance to prove that he could not fall for a fake.
Pressure is on Matt Eberflus. Coach, someone can someone overachieve? Can it be the dude from Kansas? Can it be Pickens? Can it be Dexter? Can someone overachieve?
Jack Sanborn.
Can someone overachieve?
He'll overachieve.
On your defense. Because everyone's like, oh, they still need an edge rusher. They need a three. You have used a gazillion resources in the draft and contracts and head coach on defense. One person overachieve under your tutelage, please.
You know what they need? They need the Mark Anderson year.
Yes.
What, do you have 11 sacks?
Yeah,
yes.
Like, who is he?
Who was on the other side? Was Ogunleye was on the other side.
Adewale Ogunleye.
Uh-huh.
And Mark Anderson feasted on single teams.
Well.
And who's the new guy? Eric Washington is supposedly a great...
Is the teacher.
He's a great teacher.
He's a great D-line teacher.
Of D-line teachers.
He's supposed to turn Jervon Dexter into Warren Sapp.
Fine.
Let's go.
I don't care who gets credit. Someone overachieves somewhere, please. Because you're the guy now, man. Like that's the missing piece. I hate that there's a defensive head coach of this team. So be good.
I wanted them to fire
him. I did too.
Yes.
But so make a difference. Make a difference. One of those guys has to be much better than we expect if you're going to be here.
I love that they took a punter. I freaking love it. And maybe the guy's great. Like, let's bring it. That shows where you are. I just...
Can he do the one-hand hold thing, though?
He can do everything. He can do everything. He's the best punter who's ever punted. He's going to take over the YouTube channel of Isaac Punts. It's going to be Tory Punts.
He's right.
He gets it.
Again. That's not a punt. This is a punt.
I didn't think we were going to get a Crocodile Dundee 2 reference today. It's just disrespectful.
Pretty sure that was one.
Is it one?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. I mean.
That's why. The second one, it was a fork.
Oh, obviously.
That's not a fork.
This is a fork.
This is a fork.
Then he explained other utensils. He did like dessert spoons.
And then he murdered some more Aborigines and everybody walked out.
All right.
It was tough.
We have Kalen DeBoer on the show today at 3 o'clock. He's the head coach of a program called Alabama.
Roll damn time!
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah, but he used to coach at Washington, so he was Roma Dunze's coach. Mark Grody at 4 o'clock to recap the weekend. And then at 5, someone by the name of Jalen Johnson is going to join the show. He said that you can't bring that Hollywood stuff into the locker room.
Well, guess what?
Yeah,
here it is.
And so here we go, Jim. Here we go, Tony. So should be a pretty electric show.
And Boomer's out and Sims is out on CBS.
I know.
Oh, I didn't see Boomer was out. I saw Sims was out.
Yep.
Matt Ryan is in.
As always, we thought we could combine Boomer and Sims into one guy, which is apparently Matt Ryan.
Yes. I get it. Trying to go like younger and more recent, but Boomer isn't.
Boomer's
excellent
really good.
Football,
yeah.
Yeah. So, but he said today on he re-signed with Odyssey and Boomer and Geo and said that it was CBS's call, but that he's happy to have his weekends free. Said weekends free for him now for the first time in 40 years.
That's awesome.
Because he's been doing 20
playing football
22 on CBS. Whatever other gig he had with, ABC before that, and then his playing career.
It's like Wani. Like, why are you working so hard?
Hmm. Yeah.
They like it, man. Most of them like it.
I know, but it's hard.
I don't know. Wani shows up 30 minutes late and then just drinks bourbon on our shows, but he does a great job.
But Wani's working all the time.
No, I'm just kidding. I love the man. He does 30-13. He does TV. He does
that's
us.
Just how he's wired.
He watches film. Yeah, he's the best.
That's just how he's wired. And he'll probably do it for a long time.
You know what he also enjoys? The fun of working. That dude has been fun to work with his entire coaching life, and he loves it, and he remains fun to work with, and that's why he likes to hang out with us and not you. Have a good day, Birdsey.
Tanny's open on what may as well be a victory Bears Monday before Kalen DeBoer at 3 o'clock. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
You call that a knife? This is a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a spoon.
All right. You win. I see you've played knifey spoony before.
The Heat and Frost Insulators Local 17 and the Illinois Regional Insulation Contractors want to say thank you to the general contractors, construction managers, architects, and engineers who've recognized the value of mechanical insulation for their commercial, industrial, and manufacturing projects. While there's an upfront cost for mechanical insulation, they found it will pay for itself with energy savings in as little as 6 to 12 months. For a list of Illinois Regional Insulation Contractors, visit Local 17.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.